Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Tonight, you better go get hallelujah your blessing. That's the words of the song. It say, go get your blessing. Don't sit there and wait for your blessing to be delivered to you. Hallelujah. It say to go get what God has already prepared for you. Praise God. We want to welcome everybody tonight to the Comedic Jewish Fellowship. Amen. Out of Long Beach, California, headed up. Amen, by the apostle, hallelujah, Eldon Curry. He is on the line, and we'll be coming forth later on in the program to bring us a dynamic word from the Lord. Praise God. Let's go to the throne of grace before we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. Lord, we just simply ask that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us on tonight. Hallelujah. We are your willing vessels on tonight. Hallelujah. And we'll just ask you to fill us up, Lord. Fill us up, Lord, until we overflow. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you in advance for all of the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop on us tonight. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that is trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are doing, everything that you have done, and everything that you are about to do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. We want to welcome y'all to the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just won't stop. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe we are in day 17. Hallelujah, of a five-day revival. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord is still moving. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. The Lord is still moving every single day. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God for every move that he is making. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to go to our throne of grace at this time with our testimonies and our prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I always like to read, hallelujah, Psalms 100. Praise God. Out of the King James Version. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Hallelujah. Before you open up the lines, I want you to look at verse number 5. It says, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth is endureth to all generations. Praise God. In case you wondered, hallelujah, why he started off with make a joyful noise unto the Lord. In case you wondered why he said to serve the Lord with gladness. In case you wondered why he said to know ye that the Lord, he is God. In case you wondered why he said to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Praise God. He tells us in verse number 5, he said we have to do all this, and he does all this because the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. If he would have stopped there, that would have been enough. Hallelujah. Reasons to praise the Lord. That would have been enough reason to magnify the Lord simply because the Lord is good. But then he said his mercy, hallelujah, is everlasting. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. His mercy. Every time you mess up, hallelujah, he still got mercy. His mercy don't run out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not like our mercy runs out. Hallelujah. We might have mercy on you the first time, and that's a big might. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if you keep on doing it, our mercy will run out quick. Hallelujah. You know what you're doing. Just stop doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. For I lose who I am and go upside your head. But no, God said every time you come to me asking for mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every time the sinner came to Jesus, they said, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. On us. And he had mercy. His mercy did not run out. Praise God. And then he said, and his truth, hallelujah, his truth, endurance, hallelujah. Endurance mean it lasts to the end. Hallelujah. Endurance mean it don't wear out. Hallelujah. Endurance mean that his truth is durable. It can stand up under pressure. Hallelujah. Praise God. It won't back down. His truth is going to stand no matter what. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's going to do it to all generations. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Not just David. Hallelujah. The joy that David talks about, the mercy that David talks about, hallelujah, we can experience the same joy, the same mercy, the same gladness, hallelujah, that Paul experienced, praise God, that your great-grandma, hallelujah, used to talk about, that your mama, hallelujah, used to talk about, praise God, that same mercy, that same grace has been handed down from generation to generation to generation. generation. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And you can receive that same mercy, that same grace, that same love, hallelujah, that God gave them. It's available to you. Hallelujah. That's why we should be thankful. Hallelujah. Because it just didn't stop at mama. It just didn't stop at grandma. Hallelujah. And it ain't going to stop at you. The same grace and mercy that you get, hallelujah, your kids going to get. Your children's children is going to receive. Hallelujah, their children is going to receive. Because God got the kind of love. He got the kind of joy. He got the kind of mercy that don't run out. Hallelujah, it ain't no limit. He has an endless supply. Hallelujah, praise God. You ought to thank him. Hallelujah, praise God. That's because his truth endures to all. Hallelujah, generations. Praise the Lord. God is good. I want to go ahead and open up the line. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, now would be the time to do so. The throne of grace is open. Come boldly to the throne. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say, for God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. And I say, praise God for being here again tonight, for him taking me through the day, taking me, watching over me through the night. God is awesome. He's magnificent. He's a wonderful mighty
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to him. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. God, hallelujah, fulfilling me. Hallelujah, keeping me. He gave me a promise. Hallelujah. He said, I'll keep you. I'll be in it every day that you need and what you want. Hallelujah. And God have been doing just that. The Lord have been keeping me. And I thank and I praise him. Hallelujah. I just love the Lord today. I thank you for each and every one of you all. Let's do keep on doing what we're doing, praying to God and praying for one another. Because we need one another. Hallelujah. I need you. You need me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We're a big family.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And I just thank him. I pray for my niece, Teresa. Hallelujah. I talked to her a little earlier. She's on the line. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brought up of him, the little baby. Hallelujah. Brought up in church. Hallelujah. And she knows she just got sidetracked. But the word of God said, raise these children up in the way they should go. They might leave, but it's always what? In there. That word is in there. That's why she keeps coming to this line, because the word is in us. Hallelujah. I thank you, praise God, because I left one day. I backslid. But guess what? My mom, my dad, my pastors, they taught me. They told me about God. My uncle, they passed on, told us about the Lord, and they were putting it in us. And so I was in there, and I'm right back where I should be. Hallelujah, with this wonderful, magnificent relationship with God. I know him, I love him, I believe him. Hallelujah, and I trust God. We got to trust the Lord. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into our own understanding. God is good to me, and I know he's good to you all. Be blessed, everyone. With the Virgin.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God for that testimony. Praise God. Do we have another one on tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Morning, bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah.
Shout out, Brother Bobby.
Yeah. Come on, shout the Lord with me.
Go ahead, Brother Bobby.
Lord with me.
All right.
Yeah. Lord with me. I'm on his shout. The Lord with me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm on his shout. The feet with me.
Your feet with me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, Brother Bobby.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I bless y'all.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for waking me up. Thank God for all his glory. Name me is him. And just thank God for the brother preacher, Ella Corey. I thank God for the
husband.
I just thank God for the all the ministers in the Lord. Even my mother was a minister. I miss her. I surely do. She was a minister.
Hallelujah.
Someone was a praying warrior. He passed away. But thank God we're alive and well.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord for that testimony. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is Brother Bobby, by the way.
Praise God.
Well, can I thank God for something? I'm going to tell you about my life.
God. Go ahead.
The health of my children, the health of my grandchildren.
Yeah.
Because there's been so much life lost in my life. And I didn't understand it as a child. I didn't understand why I lost my siblings. And it bothered me for years. But he, you know, Joe lost everything he had. And he still professed his love for God.
Yes,
he did.
Did he do that?
Yes, he did.
And guess what? It was six of us. I'm the only one living. They passed away in their early 20s and teens. I was the only one living. And I got 10 grandchildren. Three kids and 10 grandchildren.
Wow. Hallelujah.
You saw some of the little big ones at the funeral. I call them my itty bitty. God gave me that.
Yeah.
I lost my brother and my sister. Well, my sister and my brothers. But he gave me 10 grandchildren.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Chief.
If no believer was here right now, she'd be jumping up in that church. He did that. That's my testimony.
Amen.
That I thought I could never get back.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Would you guys hear 10 great grandkids for me?
Excuse me, honey, what you say?
Did you think you would have 10 great grandkids from me?
No, baby, I didn't think that. I couldn't foresee it, but I mean, you know, your grandmother had 15, so hello. God is good.
We got a plan. We already knew what was in the coming.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Woman of God, can I encourage you, Sister Teresa? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what?
This is Apostle. This is Apostle Curry. Amen. The Lord put on my heart to tell you that he going to restore to you everything that the devil stole from you.
Ooh. He already gave it back.
Can you hear me? God said to tell you.
He's going to replace everything the devil stole from me.
Now, here the Lord. Here, that's the Lord telling me to tell you. Listen, honey. Listen to what the Lord telling me to tell you. He said, tell you this. When something is lost, that means you don't know where it's at. Your loved ones are not lost. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know where they are. You just miss them in the flesh. But they're not lost. They're with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you live for him, you're going to see them again. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Even though they don't want to be with the Lord, they left the best thing for you was they left the word of God in you, and they left in you that if anything go wrong, amen, call on the name. That's why you back where you started from, because they planted a seed in you, and that seed now is producing a harvest. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm already
so you're going to see them again, so they're not lost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, lost is when you miss the Lord. Come on here, somebody. They didn't miss God. Hallelujah. They're in the presence. They're in the bosom of the Lord. And God is telling me to tell you to rejoice. Hallelujah. If you rejoice right now, hallelujah, where you at right now, God said rejoice. Hallelujah. And he's going to take the hurt and the pain away. Hallelujah. Out of your heart, glory to God, because it's going to bring peace to know that they with the Lord. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying that they rooting for you, amen, that you stay with the Lord and don't miss him in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm getting the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. Yeah. God said, they're not lost.
You remember Benny? Benny. I got a grandson that's just like Benny.
Like
him. And I call him Daredevil. I can see my brothers. You know how Aunt Lily used to call Junior Uncle Jerry?
And that's me.
He got an older son look just like my dad, and just like Junior, my brother, not my son, but my brother. So I already see my kids coming through them.
Mm-hmm. But I won't
and
see
then
them.
Lily,
mm-hmm.
They call her Lulu.
If you just obey God right now, woman of God, and praise God for where he is right now.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting all them kids.
Therese, you got
no way I would thought that I would have all these grandchildren.
Well, God, the Lord told me to tell you to praise God for your loved one. Can you hear me, Sister Teresa? Can you hear me?
But yeah, I hear you, but I'm scared every day because
the Lord said, "Listen. I'm not telling what I know because I don't know you, but the Lord knows you.
Right.
I don't know what you lost, but the Lord knows.
Right."
And the Lord of heaven is telling me to tell you to praise him for your loved ones. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But while you're trying to figure it out, God done worked it out. But God has said you got to give everything over to him so he can hold you in his arms and let you know that he is taking care of you.
He has taken care of me. He's taking care of my children. And I have been scared to death with this black on white on black violence with my black son. You know what? But I got to put it in God's hands.
That's it. Amen.
You know
we got to put everything in his hands. Amen. He the only one that can fight our battles for us, woman of God. He is the only one
right
that can that can fight for us. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
And I'm feeling skills right now. And I ain't felt that in a long time. But I'm going to
That's because that's God talking. He's talking to you. He's getting your attention. He said, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they would not follow. See, when God is speaking to us, we know when it's God. Hallelujah.
Right.
See, we ain't got to wonder if it's God. See, God makes himself clear to us. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And right now, God is speaking to you.
He is.
Oh.
And he said, give me the praise, daughter. Give me the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because if you live your life for God, you're going to see all your loved ones, hallelujah. They're trusted in the Lord, you're going to see them again, hallelujah. Because you got angels and people that are pulling for you that you don't even know that's pulling for you, glory to God, hallelujah.
Right. And ain't that song? God was
yes,
in my
Lord.
Corner the whole time.
Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah, glory. Come on and give God the glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I have a good job. I'm literally a boss and never thought that would happen except when I was working for Dad. But then I end up moving to another company and I end up being a boss there.
Hello.
And I got to give him the praise because I wasn't even expecting that. But I was prepared.
That's called favor. It's called the favor of God.
Mm-hmm.
When God blesses you and opens doors for you, that's called favor.
Okay.
Now, the way that you keep that favor is that you continue to give God all the glory.
And I will.
In all the praise. And you continue to thank him for the doors that he opens for you.
And he opened doors. He did.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting the situation I would be in where I would open up a chicken plant. Open it up. Run lines. Tell people what to do. And keep them lives running. And then I look at myself and I said, am I doing this? Yep. Because, you know, auntie, I was in a dry cleaning store all my life. That has nothing to do with chicken.
Just remember to praise God for what he's done for you, girl. Just keep
and
going.
I do, and I have to do,
do
it
that.
Every day. And
do
I thank
that.
Him for keeping my kids safe.
Amen.
Like
Amen.
I say,
yeah.
I looked at George
Amen.
Floyd and what happened to him. That could have been my child.
Let's praise Amen. God. Just keep a praise on your mouth to the Lord.
Amen. We're going to turn
Amen.
Back up to the hands of the elder. Amen. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Lord,
praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
My endurance and everything that you give me. I praise you, Lord. I thank you. I thank him. Because
hallelujah.
I was born in sin.
Hallelujah.
But he saved me. He did.
Yes,
that.
He did.
Because I was born in a family that believed in God.
Yes.
Did not believe
yes.
in hate. He
Amen.
Was born in a family, you know, they love people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank him for that because mm-hmm. there's so many children is born in a world that, you know, you can't believe that they're going through that.
Right.
But he blessed me. He truly blessed me
yes.
and my children.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, Mother.
Amen, Mother Alberta.
Blessings.
every praise is to my God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank you, praise God, for bringing me and keeping me another day, giving me another chance and another opportunity to get it right. Somebody woke up and they didn't have this opportunity. Somebody went on into eternity. I thank and praise God for the saints of God. I thank and praise God for the saints he has put in my life. Thank you, praise, and everyone on the line. I thank and praise God.
I love you, mother.
Burning. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I thank and praise God for keeping the light burning. Because I once was lost in singing, but Jesus took me in. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he looked down on my fault, and he singing all my needs. I thank God, hallelujah, because he brought me, like the William brothers say. But he didn't have to bring me, but he brought me. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
And he woke me up, hallelujah, to a new day. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I got a testimony. Because he brought me out of the hospital. The devil thought he had me, but I got away.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my Lord.
If it hadn't been for God who was on my side, what would I be? I would have been tossed and driven every which way but loose. But God said, not so. He said, not today. Tomorrow don't look so good either. No way he told Satan. He told Satan to get behind. He told death, you can't help her. Hallelujah. He gave me another chance to get it right, to live for this day, to get it right in his sight. I thank God once again for all the saints of God. The young lady just heard, that's my niece. And I'm proud that God bringing her back in. He grafting her back in. You know, a few weeks ago, last week, got in here talking like this. But since he's been in, you know, around the, they said, you keep going around this stove, you keep on rubbing on it, you're going to get burned. And the more you rub on it, the more deeper you're going to get burned. You know, we're going to keep the fire burning. Because you know what? It's rubbing off on the hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
It's rubbing off on us.
Like I said, I've been feeling chills ever since I've been on this phone.
And I just thank you all for what you all been doing on the line, and I thank you all for praying for each other. I just thank God for putting the apostle in my life. And I just thank God for putting the men and women of God in my life. So you all continue to pray for my family, pray for us, and I have three cousins. They just lost their father, and he went on, you know, going on to glory, because ever since I know him, all I heard was the word of God coming out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you, his daughter called me to tell me the news, you know, of his passing away. He began to talk about God. Hallelujah. He began to say, hold on. He began to, and I said, wait a minute here. I said, this sounds just like my uncle. And I know that man here fell on there for me. Because I heard it in her voice.
Right.
So I pray for the Delaney. Pray for the Pena. Just pray for everybody in the world. And we all
pray for the Webs as well.
Yeah.
I love you, Teresa. Keep on.
I love you too, Auntie. I just prayed I didn't get to see you. It was a sad situation. We had to meet together, but I was just so proud to see my family show up and be there. And I was there. And I showed up.
Excuse me. Hi, everyone. This is Sister Linda. I'm calling in from Bombdale.
Hi,
everyone.
Praise the Lord. Hi,
everyone.
Amen,
Linda.
Hey, everyone. I was wondering, could I get a testimony in?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Hey, I want to just thank the Lord for keeping me another day, for waking me up, keeping a roof over my head. I thank the Lord for the blessing he provided me with a home. I'm thanking the Lord for his many provisions. I'm thanking him for loving me when I didn't have the sense enough to love myself. I'm thanking the Lord for watching and protecting my home, my family, my friends, my loved ones. I mean, God is just such an awesome God that you could just go on and on and on and on. And I'm just loving him and thanking him for everything, for my life, for my son's life. I'm thanking him that he's going to heal my son from this alcoholism and, you know, he's going to straighten out his life and get back on track. So I'm just thanking everyone that's on the line that continuously pray for me. Most importantly, I'm thanking everyone for not letting me give up. And I'm praising the Lord and thanking the Lord for giving me the strength to endure what I've been going through because I just lost a niece on Monday. But it was kind of what I shouldn't say was. Maybe I'm saying it wrong, but. So here we go again. Well, here Giovanni go again. So the Lord is cleaning up, and we need to be very, very thankful and grateful for that. We're still living in the land of the living.
That's right.
So, you know, because this will is going to be done, you know. I thought I would see this much death in my life, but I'm experiencing it, and I'm seeing it, and it's for real. So I won't tie up the line. I just want to give a quick testimony to everyone and thank the Lord for everything he has done for me. I'm very appreciative. I was raised and I was taught, if you thank the Lord for the little things and appreciate him for the little things, he'll bless you with bigger things. So I'm just thankful to him. My family, well, I call you guys family in Christ because I have no one but you guys on the line. And I want to just thank everyone, and I want to thank Pastor Corey for explaining the Bible to me and being patient with me and praying for my son and my household and for me.
Amen.
And excuse me,
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Corey, for some reason we having an issue of connecting with each other. I need to speak with you off the line.
Okay. Call me after the prayer conference. Call me after the prayer conference, Lord. I got you.
Okay, then I will, sir.
Amen.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing, brother?
God bless. Hello.
God bless you, brother.
Hi, Linda.
Amen. 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 Do we have any other testimonies before we get to the word of God on tonight? Praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. Amen. Go ahead.
I want to thank the Lord for his love, his grace, and his mercy. And I want to thank the Lord for blessing me. And I'm looking for the blessings that I asked him for. And I'm trusting and praying that he will bless me, to bless my family. And I ask this in the name of Jesus. Y'all pray for me.
Yeah, y'all pray for me, too, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies or prayer requests? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray for my dad. Pray for Jerry Will.
Okay.
He's the only parent I got left. Pray for him. Then he can get up and walk again.
Amen.
I want to see him walk again.
Amen.
Sister Esther was in. Sister Esther.
Question here for Brian and his family and the Walter Fairline and family, friends, and your family's aware too, Pastor.
Amen.
Put a prayer request in.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, for just us gathering together in your name. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for us being in the, for you being in the midst of us on tonight. You have heard our prayer requests go up on your throne of grace on today. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch Sister Teresa, Lord. Touch her father, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch Sister Alberta tonight, Lord. Sister Linda. Hallelujah. Brother Bobby and Brother Brian. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody that's in earshot of my voice, Lord. Hallelujah. You know each one of our individual needs, and only you can fulfill those needs, Lord. And we come to you right now as humble as we can in prayer, saying, Lord, have mercy, hallelujah, on us on tonight. Hallelujah. And Lord, we believe, hallelujah, you have heard our prayers. We believe you are already in the process of answering, hallelujah, our prayers. We believe, hallelujah, you have already worked out a solution, hallelujah, to the problem. Mm-hmm. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We praise you for it right now. We magnify you for it. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you for it. Hallelujah. We appreciate you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah, that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Hallelujah, that you anoint his midst of clay tonight to speak your word. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge you are about to bestow on your people. Lord, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift your name up high and holy. In your son's Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, amen, we are about to receive the bread of life. Amen. Praise God. Cooked up. Hallelujah. Praise God by the man of God representing the Comedic Jewish Fellowship out of Long Beach, California, coming forth to bring the bread of life once again. Hallelujah. It's none other than your very own Apostle Eldon Curry. Praise God. Give the Lord some praise for the man of God as he comes forth. Yes, Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Glory to God. Come on and put those hands together. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Bless you. Come on and give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. Clap those hands. Amen. Let me pray for you and give you God praise. God of the book, you're about to start.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you breathe, come on, give your God a praise. Hallelujah. Give your God a shout of victory. If you've been redeemed by the blood of the praise that it will call you out of
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. We worship you tonight, God. We adore your name tonight, God. We lift you up, God, high above the heavens. Hallelujah. Glory, God. High above the earth, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name tonight, Father. We decree and declare there is none like you. Hallelujah, oh God.
Yes,
we thank you tonight for our life, health, and strength, God. Thank you for your word tonight, God. Thank you for your word tonight. Spirit of God, hallelujah. Fall fresh in us tonight, God. Hallelujah. Let your aroma, God, fall fresh tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm going to call you out of our need, God, do only what you can do, God.
But there is no other power but your power, God. And we decree and declare, God, hallelujah, that you are the only wise, the only true, living, Yahshua HaMashiach, God. And we thank you, O Lord God, tonight in the mighty name. Hallelujah,
Lord.
We bless your name tonight. We give your name glory tonight.
Hallelujah.
And we give your name the honor. Let no flesh glory in your presence, O God. But let everything be done to the glory and honor of you, O God.
Mm-hmm.
We bless you tonight. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Come on, give God to you tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Auntie, when is next prayer night?
Amen.
Because I need it every night.
Every night.
Every night. Who don't need it?
Amen. Come on, give God another shout. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
It just makes me feel better.
Child of God, tonight, God spoke to my heart tonight, and I believe it's going to bless us all tonight.
Yes.
Amen. As I was in prayer, I heard the book of Haggai. I heard the prophet Haggai talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to Haggai chapter 1 of Haggai. When you know you're close when you get to Habakkuk, it's right after Zephaniah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
See, next time I'll get my Bible out. I know we're going to scriptures, but that's okay. I listen to y'all read.
Amen, amen.
You said again, is it UK?
No, that's Habakkuk. Keep on going. You're going to see Zephaniah with a Z. Haggai is right after Zephaniah. It's H-A-G-G-A-I, Haggai.
I see. Zechariah, you said it's right after that?
No, Zephaniah. Haggai is right after Zephaniah.
You didn't start with a D or H?
It starts with a H.
Okay. Hezekiah?
No, Haggai. H-A-G-G-A-I. Haggai.
I can't find it, so I'll listen.
If you close to Habakkuk, then you close to it. Because Zephaniah is right after Habakkuk. So if you got Habakkuk, then you right there. Look for Zephaniah, that's with a Z. Right after Zephaniah, you're running the Haggai.
Is it H-A-G-G-A-I?
Yes, daughter.
Okay, I found it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Now, everybody, is it Haggai?
Amen.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Haggai chapter 1. And we're going to begin reading. With verse 2. Is everybody ready? Shout hallelujah if you're ready.
Hallelujah.
We ready.
Sounds wonderful. And the word of the Lord reads. It says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. Verse 3. But then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Verse 4, is it time for you yourselves to be living in your pampered houses while the Lord's house remains a ruin? Verse 5, now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have plenty much, but harvest little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but you are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. Verse 7. This is what the Lord Almighty says. A careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build my house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, saith the Lord. Verse 9. You expect much, but see it turned out to be but little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why? Because, declares the Lord Almighty, which remains a ruin while each of you is busy with your own house. 10, therefore, because of you, the heavens have had their due and the earth its crops. I call for a drought on the fields and the mountains and the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything else the ground produces on people and livestock and on all the labors of your hands. I want to leave with you for a thought tonight. Whose house are you building?
Can I ask you one question? So what you're saying is what the Bible is saying, you put in little and get little out.
Mm-hmm.
Am I
getting it? Yes. But now God is saying the reason why this is happening is because we're giving more attention to our own house than we are to his house.
Okay.
And God says that we take care of what he wants us to take care of, then he'll take care of our affairs. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the book of Haggai. It says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say, the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. God is telling us in his hour, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, and he said, let the people know that if they concern themselves with taking care of my anointed, then I will take care of their business affairs, and their business affairs will not lack, because I'm not going to let them beat me giving. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 The thing that he had with them in this hour is that they got so caught up into their own house that they
right.
stopped taking care of the men of God in God's house. And God says, because you allow my house to last, your house will go without. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God says, if you focus on building what I'm telling you to build concerning my house, your house will never lack. The reason why you can't have enough is because my house don't have enough. My man of God is going without. So when he go without, you'll go without, because the blessing can't be transferred until you do what I'm asking you to do. Stop worrying about your house and let me worry about your house, and you focus on my house and help build my house, and then your house will be built, because except I build a house, you can't build it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to let me build your house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, his thing with them context, God is saying, my house is in ruin.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all in your house are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But you wonder why you can't enjoy your house. Why you bring it in, but you still lacking while you bring it in. You're supposed to have more than enough, but you can't even have enough because you're not being obedient by taking care of my house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, in verse number 5, the Lord says this. This is deep, y'all. Listen to this here. He says, now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. In other words, consider how you are doing things. Consider. Am I putting God first? Or am I putting my needs first?
Right.
Lord, I would do this, but you know I got to do this, Lord. Hallelujah. If I don't do this, Lord, it ain't going to get done. Well, if we trust in God, then why are we trying to handle things ourselves?
You sure right about that, because sometimes I mess up. I be like, Lord, what happened?
You know, we got to trust God and know that God is God at the end of the day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We trying to make things happen. We can't make nothing happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The only somebody that can make things happen is the Lord God Almighty. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And if he don't make it happen, it ain't going to happen. Glory to God. I don't care what you say, what you do. Lord, you know. Yeah, he know. That's why he said, leave that to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
You sound right.
Now, let's go back to verse 5. He says, you have planted much, but harvest little. In other words, you have sown a lot, glory to God, but you get back a little bit.
In the name of
because
you
sowed it into the wrong thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. I thought it was right. It wasn't right.
Amen.
You investing, but you're not putting it in the right place. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, because you know I done had nice homes. I done did a whole lot of nice things.
Now, listen. Quiet down while the word of God is going for everybody. Everybody. Listen to what God is saying. God is saying, put this in your mindset. Put this in your psyche. Put this in your conscious mind. God is saying, now, but what you doing now, is it working? Now, Lord, now you know I got this here bill over here. You know I got all this on this side.
It
ain't nobody but me.
Still alive.
But God is saying, but I'm the one that's enabling you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You ain't by yourself. I'm with you. But you got to make sure that you include or consult with your business partner first. That's what the Bible says. In all our ways, acknowledge him. Consult with him. Talk to him. Without making a move, we should be talking. I'm making a move without first talking to God. God is saying, I should be the first one you talk to before you do anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You talk to me first and ask me, where do I want you to plant what so you can reap a harvest from it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got to change my life. I just
you ain't planted much, but harvest little. You eat. But never have enough. Come on here, somebody. We eat, but we never have enough. Come on here, somebody. And God is saying, that's not me, because I'm more than enough. I'm El Shaddai. But I can't be El Shaddai if you don't show and be obedient and help build a house that I'm telling you to help build. We're trying to figure it out. Lord, I'm trying to figure out this thing. No, stop trying to figure it out and just be obedient to what God is telling you to do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the workplace, what do they tell you? We don't hire you to think. We hire you to work. God said, I'll put you in this position not to try to outthink because you can't. Hallelujah. Because every thought is the thing that I give you. I'm the Almighty God. I know things that you don't know yet. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I'm giving you what you need so you can be ready for the next episode in your life. Hallelujah. But before I can do that, you got to be obedient, glory to God, and help build my house. And in return, your house will never go without. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said you eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you will never feel. Come on here, somebody. Hey, how many know that's a miserable place to be? Glory to God.
Dependent on him, and I appreciate.
You have much, but you give back little. Come on here, somebody.
And then
you eat, but you ain't never full. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. God says, I want you to have more than enough.
Amen.
And he said, think about how you are handling your affairs. Think about, are we really putting him first, or are we just saying we put him first? Or are we putting our needs and our situation in our condition first?
Hallelujah.
Because God said, if you put me first, I'll put you first. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't put me second. Don't put me third. Put me first under the blue cord coming out by Sunday. And then your situation won't matter because God says, I got that. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With the Holy Ghost telling me right now, y'all, he said a lot of you right now is leaning on your own understanding. Come on here, somebody. You wrestling with your own thoughts, glory to God. Yeah, God is God. But Lord, you know, said this thing right here that's looking me in the face, and God is saying, that's nothing. If you trust me, didn't I say I'm the God that will supply all of your needs? Hallelujah. According to my riches and glory. Or do you think they just letters on the page? Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I say that the earth is mine and the fullness thereof and David dwell therein, do you believe that's me talking? Or do you just think that's words on the page? Hallelujah. When I tell you that if you be about my business, I'm going to take care of your business, do you believe that that's my word? Or that it's words on the page? Hallelujah.
I believe God got me. I just got
to. When he said, look to the hills of which cometh my help, all my help coming from the Lord, do you believe that's me, or are they just words on the page? God is saying, my word is forever settled in heaven. Come on here, somebody. Don't you know heaven is not going to refuse the words of the living God if we walk in obedience? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hey, yeah, he's talking to us tonight. He says, in verse 5, he says, you drink, but you never are full. He says, you put on clothes, but are not worn. You earn wages. Some of us got good jobs. Some of us got a job, but God says, your job is not your supplier.
Right. Yeah. I got a good job, but it gets on
because a lot of us is working, but we're working just from paycheck to paycheck. Hallelujah. We not having an overflow. Amen. Why? Because a job actually just means just overbroke. Glory to God. Just overbroke. So it's not going to get us over and beyond. It's just enough for the next paycheck.
Right.
The same us don't even have enough for the next paycheck. We borrow it right after we...
Mm-hmm.
God is saying, that's why I'm telling you, amen, sow into my kingdom, give into my anointing so I can open up the windows of heaven because this system is not designed, hallelujah, to give you more than enough.
Amen, hallelujah.
It's barely giving us just enough. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Verse 7 says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Verse 7. Go up into the mountains and bring down the timber and build my house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You expect much. Verse 9. You expected much. Hallelujah. But see, it turned out to be little. Come on here, somebody. God said, you had expected me to pour out all of these blessings for you, but yet you see the need, hallelujah, of my anointing, and yet you see the need, and you say, well, my house, and I got to take care of my house first. And God said, okay, you take care of your house, glory to God. And when you figure out that you can't take care of your house, when you figure out because you didn't take care of my house first, your house will lack it because you saw my house in need and didn't fulfill the need of my house. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
In the house of God.
Hallelujah.
The house
of God. So he said right now, you expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. And God said, even what you had, I blew on it. Come, we don't want God to blow on nothing. Listen, if God blow on something, glory to God, you can lose everything. If God blow on your stuff, let me tell you something. God will blow your mind. You'll forget where your car is. Hallelujah. God will blow. Let me tell you that. We don't want God to blow on none of our stuff. Come on here, somebody. Because you can get something, and it's just like you ain't got nothing. Come on here, somebody. Without the blessing of the Lord on it, it's just like you ain't got nothing. Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you something.
He's looking at the people that are homeless, and God is saying, if you don't be obedient, and I blow on your stuff, glory to God, you're going to be out there with them, glory to God, hallelujah. Wondering how you got there. Talking about, you know, I just had such and such and such. How in the world am I here? Amen. When we don't obey God, God said, everything that we got belongs to him. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Even the little bit you got, God gave it to you. God says, how can you not be about my business first, hallelujah, and then let me take care of your stuff, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I lost my home. I had a beautiful home. I had it rebuilt. It was beautiful. I had a nervous breakdown, and I lost
daughter,
it.
Can you wait till after we get through, daughter, and
the
then,
house.
Amen, you can have words.
So I can understand that what you're saying, where when you don't give everything to God, where you can lose it all. He can give it to you, and he can take it away.
Amen. Come on and give God a praise. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And then he says, I blew on it. Hallelujah. And then he says, because of my house. And now he's giving an answer to why. He said, I blew on it because you didn't take care of my house. How many know that we don't want God to blow on our stuff? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. When you see people, glory to God, and they're out of their mind, it's because somewhere God blew on their stuff. Hallelujah. Because they were not obedient, glory to God. That's how people lose things, hallelujah. Why? Because they get caught up in the things, and God is saying, but I'm the God that gave you everything you got. Come on here, somebody. That's why we can't be stingy when it comes to God. Come on here, somebody. You cannot be stingy when it comes to God, because he has messed around and blow on your stuff. If he blow on your stuff, I don't care how much you got. When he gets through blood, you won't have nothing. He's a, and you're blowing it, and it'll be nothing. Come on here, somebody. You'll be wondering what happened. What happened to my stuff?
I know I had it.
Yeah, you seen it, but when you wasn't obedient with it, God blew on it, and now you don't see it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
I had a beautiful home. I earlier tell you that.
Somebody give God praise, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I lost all of it. It just left.
And God says, because you allowed my house, because you didn't take care of my man of God and my woman of God, you allowed their need to go unmet. God is saying, now your need will not be met. Why? Because you did not put me first. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with your own house. Hallelujah. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their due, and the earth is crushed. Let me tell you, God will shut up heaven. How many of you know that's a closed heaven? When you got a closed heaven up under you, ain't nothing going to happen. Come on here, somebody. I don't care where you go. Amen. Every door will be shut. Why? Because God says you didn't do right. I told you to sow something, and you did not do it. Hallelujah. You willfully disobeyed me, and now I'm closing doors that should have been open, but they're not going to be open until you obey and do what I'm telling you to do. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
I give him a praise. He's opening doors for me.
He said in verse 13, I call for the drought on the fields and the mountains and on the grain. Hallelujah. Boy. See, all of this affected nature. It affected the spiritual doors that God had opened. Glory to God. God said, now the doors are not open because when you close your head, hallelujah, I close my head. Come on here, somebody. How many know that you can't be God with a closed head? Come on here, somebody. Yeah, you can close your head from God, but God says, but what you going to do when I close my head from you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then you're on the cross and prayer, and God is saying, but your prayers are not going to be heard because it's not in the prayer. It's in your active obedience. Come on here, somebody. When you obey me, then the blessing will come. You can go to a bishop or archbishop or Bishop Tutu, Bishop whoever you want to. God is saying the obedience is what I want from you.
That's where the chills come in. That's where I told you, Auntie, I say I started getting chills.
Excuse me, who's that?
I call for a drought on the field and the mountain, on the grain. Look, the new wine, the olive oil, the olive oil represents the anointing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
He already blessing me. He blessing me every day.
The new wine represents the joy. Come on here, somebody. Excuse the woman of God.
Sister
Teresa. Sister Teresa, can you hold down, woman of God? I tell you, word of God is free.
I'm going to let him talk.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I'm loving you right now, and I'm glad to have this man.
I know, God, I know. But if you can just wait till the word of God is finished, then you can have words, amen. Because I'm going to open it up for everybody to have comments. I got you, I promise. You don't get a chance to say something. Just hold that thought. Just hold it for a little bit. I got you. Now, God says, now everything will be held up, but now as soon as you obey God, then that's when the blessing is going to come.
Hallelujah.
Because I want to show you something here, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when they heard the word of the Lord, they all began to obey God. Listen. Let's go down to verse 12. And it says, then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the whole assembly of the people, listen to this. The whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai. Because the Lord their God had sent him, come on here, somebody, and the people feared the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a shout right there. Hallelujah.
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 What are you saying, Apostle? I said when they heard the word of the Lord, they repented, glory to God. They did right by God because they they reverence, they honor the Lord. And how many know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? When they fear the And then in verse 13, it says that then Haggai, the Lord is a messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people. I am with you, declares the Lord. Somebody that catch that right there.
Yes, hallelujah.
The Lord said, I am with you. Come on here, somebody.
As of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm with you. I don't know what that means to somebody right now, but somebody needs to know that the Lord is saying, I'm with you. Hallelujah. If you repent and do right, I will be with you. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And how many of you know when the Lord is with you, that's all you need. Hallelujah. That's all you need to know that the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. How many of you know that there ain't a devil in hell that can defeat you when the Lord is with you? Come on here, somebody. That means he on your side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Sunday. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
I'm
going
to give a shout out right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God is saying, all you got to do is obey my word, hallelujah, and I will be with you, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going to back you up, hallelujah, when you begin to obey and put me first. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
If ever there is an hour, child of God, then we need to trust God with everything we got is right now.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He said to tell you everything is coming down but the word of God. Everything is coming down but the word of God. They said everything can better. Don't you believe the lie of the enemy. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when the enemy would say a sudden peace, then there would come destruction. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is saying, believe his report. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
I feel the Lord in my room.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I can feel him right now. I told you I've been feeling feels.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God, hallelujah. God is doing the shaking, beloved.
He right here.
Everybody wondering who doing the shaking? God is doing the shaking, hallelujah.
Yes,
he's shaking the heavens. He's shaking the earth. And God is saying that while he's doing the shaking, we need to be in obedience like never before, glory to God. This ain't the time to fool around. This ain't the time to scatter the fist. This ain't the time to see what you're missing. No, God is saying, stay close to me. Stay in my way, hallelujah. Stay under me because I'm your protector, glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel it. I don't know.
But you know, whatever is happening, God is in control, glory to God. Let me say that again. Whatever is happening right now, God is in control. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever going on right now, God is in control. Hallelujah. He has never lost control. He's in control even when it seems like everything is out of control. Well, with somebody to give God praise right there, glory to God. It may seem like it's out of control, but your Father is still in control. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, I thank God because he's in my house right now and I feel him.
Hallelujah. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Give your God a praise. Hallelujah to God.
Telling me everything's gonna be all right. I don't know what's gonna happen in my life near now, and I hope I don't lose my pop. But he's letting me know everything's gonna be okay.
We got gotta trust God. We gotta trust God beyond everything. We gotta trust God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because He's all that we have right now. Don't you know that the only thing we have right now is the Lord, hallelujah, and His Word, glory to God. The Lord and His Word, come on here, somebody, and the Holy Spirit, come on here, somebody, hallelujah. As long as we got these three things, we're going to be all right, come on here, somebody. We're going to be all right, hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to be all right. I don't know who's saying that, but we're going to be all right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God is saying, trust in
Him. Amen.
Amen.
Wow,
Jesus.
Will God show you the need of His man servant or His woman servant? Amen. Glory to God. Don't shut your eyes to that need, because God is saying, that's how you're going to build my house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We so worried about a church house, but God said, that ain't the house I'm coming back to, because the church house ain't going anywhere. How many of you know that? Hallelujah. When God comes back, that same church house going to be left here, but God says, it's the people inside the house that I want. Glory to God. He's
Amen.
Coming back to us, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm dealing with somebody person right now, glory to God, hallelujah. God has been telling you to sow, but you've been saying, Lord, but I got this and that. God said, don't worry about this and that. God said, just obey me, says the Lord, hallelujah. Am I not big enough, hallelujah, to take care of your affairs, glory to God. We got to stop looking at God trying to take something from you. You got to look at it like God is trying to get something from me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil come to take things from us. God come to get things to us. But the law of the harvest says you got to sow in order to reap. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
And the Bible says that when the Spirit of the Lord fell upon Haggai and the people, glory to God, that they began building the Lord's house. Come on, here, somebody. Come on, give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you received that word tonight from the Lord? Come on and give Him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody thank the Lord right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The reason why I'm telling you to praise God right now is because it's going to help that word go down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God wants to release something to you. And God is saying, receive the word so you can be obedient to the word. We're trying to worry about our house, but God said, no, worry about my house first. Come on. You worry about that Shunammite woman.
Well, be the girl.
They say you ready to cook that cake for her and her son. She didn't help her one little cake. And Elijah himself was hungry. Come on here, somebody. And Elijah asked the woman of God, he said, what you going to do with that cake? He said, I'm finna make this cake here for me and my son. I'm finna cook this cake. And then after we cook this cake, we going to die. That's what we have to do. Hey, come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. She said, we're giving it. I'm going to cook this one little last cake for me and my son. Come on here, somebody. She had a son, glory to God, hallelujah. She said, I'm going to cook it for me and my son. And we're going to eat this, and we're going to die. And Elijah said, now, before you cook that cake,
Cook me one first. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to. He said, cook me one first. Glory to God. Before you cook that and die, cook me one first.
Yes,
Lord. And he said, if you cook me one first, your meal bill will never go dry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And because she feared God, hallelujah, she cooked that man of God her last cake to the man of God.
Hallelujah.
And how about supernaturally, when she obeyed the man of God, her meal bill never ran dry. Even through the famine, there was a famine in the land, but she wasn't affected because she obeyed God, and God kept her household, and she had more than enough to eat. What are you saying, man of God? Hallelujah. Listen, listen. If you obey God, God says your meal bill will never run dry. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You trying to figure it out. God said, no, you can't figure this out. You just got to obey it out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to walk it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Obey.
We talk about we got faith, but the Bible says faith without works is dead. So right now, your faith needs something to work with, because it ain't got nothing to work with right now. The word, but you ain't put nothing with the word. You just got the word by yourself. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And God said, in order for that word to take effect, you got to bake the man of God a cake. Hallelujah. Lord, now you know this all I got. God said, ain't you tired of just having all you got? Ain't you tired of just having that? God said, I got much more for you than that you trying to hold on to. God said, if you let that go, I can give you something that you'll be like, wow, God, I didn't know I could walk in this. I didn't know this existed. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Her meal bill never ran dry.
Hallelujah, Father.
But she started off with one little cake for her and her son. She said, I'm going to cook this and I'm going to die. We're going to die. But see, you can't die when you are connected to God's resurrection power. Woo, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You can't die because God says that he is the resurrection. Hallelujah. You expected for that thing to die. God said, how can it die if I'm telling it to live? It's going to get up. I could tell you about Sunday. Lazarus was dead. Hallelujah. For 4 days. And when the Lord called for him, guess what? He got up. Come up here, somebody. Hallelujah. Grave clothes and all. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
It's still up there.
Because the Lord wanted him. Come up here, somebody.
Yeah.
How many know when the Lord wants something? Came in and stopped it from coming. Hey! That's the same right there. When the Lord wants something, can't nobody stop it from coming. God can't stop it. Hell can't stop it. The devil can't stop it. Why? Because God won't it. Come on, you talk about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't be afraid, beloved. Look at what Haggai said. Haggai said, the reason why we ain't got enough and the reason why God blowing on the stuff that we do got is because we ain't built his house first.
Amen. Amen.
What has God told you to do that you ain't done yet? What are you wrestling with? Tell my God, I can't do that. Did you see my house? This ain't not about your house. It's about my house. When you get out of where my your house and give me your house, God says, then how about call y'all out by Sando? You will see my blessing fall on your house. Come on here, somebody.
Was it for him?
Somebody need to give God a shout right there. Somebody need to give God a shout right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody been praying for an answer. And God says, I'm giving you an answer right now. Hallelujah. I'm giving you the answer to the equation right now. You've been trying to find the answer to the problem. God said, I'm giving you that answer. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
Apostle.
You ain't supposed to have not enough. You ain't supposed to have just enough. We supposed to have more than enough. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because how many know God is the God of surplus? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
We can't walk with God and be obedient and not be blessed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. That's right. That's true.
Yes, Lord.
The man that is did it, the Wrigley gum. How many of you are acquainted with Wrigley?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if y'all hear me tonight. I said, the man that is good is Wrigley gum. The gum Wrigley.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
He got a testimony. He said he gave God 90% and he lived up to 10%.
Amen.
Oh, y'all not hearing the Holy Ghost tonight?
Hallelujah.
He said, when the Lord said 10%, he said, I wanted to give 90% to God. So I made a covenant with the Lord, and I gave him 90%, and I lived up to 10%, and now he got a mansion. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Multi-millionaire. Wow.
Hallelujah. Why? Because he built God's house first.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
And God said, I ain't going to let you outdo me, but you ain't going to never know what God can do until you step out. We trying to hold on. God said, what you holding on to that for? Don't you want more than what you got? You can't get more than what you got if you don't let it go. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is God talking to tonight?
Amen.
God is saying, your money being held up because my money being held up. Hallelujah. Your need is being held up because my need is being held up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you wonder why I ain't moving for you the way you want me to, God said, because I've been talking to you about moving for me and you still ain't moved. Come on here, somebody. And the same need is still staring you in the face, saying, when you going to obey God? Hallelujah. I'm tired of being the need. When you going to obey God? Hallelujah. Hey, don't go cold yet. I'm about to start. For somebody, your need is saying, when you going to let me go? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You holding on to your need. Your need want to be free. The word says, so he shall supply all of our need. God said, I'm waiting to supply. But I'm waiting on you to obey my word concerning my house. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout of praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah.
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 How many of you felt that word tonight?
Amen.
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 How many of you are going to obey God tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
My word to you is to obey God. Obey God. Because when we take care of his house, we're going to take care of ours.
Amen.
Come on, give God another shout of praise tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You better clap your hands and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. While the Spirit of God is flowing, amen. I'm bringing my dear brother, Elder, amen. Come on in, Elder, hallelujah. Bless God. Come on,
amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless the Lord.
Bless
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The man of God, when he was speaking, the man of God said, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit said through the man of God, hallelujah, amen. You keep putting it, you keep saying you're putting God first. Hallelujah, praise God. We keep saying we put God first. Remember what Jesus said? He said, a lot of people worship me with their mouth. Hallelujah, but their actions is far from me. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been talking, amen, how about, praise God, our mouth is what's getting us in trouble. Every time you say, I don't have enough. Hallelujah, praise God. You're not going to have it because that's what you say. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. That's because you say it, you ain't going to have it. Praise God, hallelujah.
Yes,
but when you was in the world, you had enough. Hallelujah. You had enough to go to the club, hallelujah, and still pay your bills when you was in the world. Hallelujah. But then we come to God, and we don't have enough money to put in church. Hallelujah. The guys really tripped me out. The guys tripped me out because I know for a fact you done went in the club and threw $100, $200 worth of ones. Hallelujah. On Bubbalicious in the club on Friday night. But Sunday morning coming, you talking about the pastor can't get. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't put a doorknob on the church. You can't put an offering in the church. Hallelujah. Amen. And Bubbalicious ain't doing nothing for you. Hallelujah. She don't know your name, but God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is not something that, amen, we're not supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sowing into the ministry of God is something we are supposed to be doing. When you read the book of Malachi, hallelujah, the Lord says, you have gone away from my ordinances. When you look up that word ordinance, that word ordinance simply means ordinary behavior. Ordinary behavior.
Wow.
In other words, this is something that's ordinary. This is not extra. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Giving is not extra. Praise God. Hallelujah. Giving is something you are supposed to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me say this. I'm going to say it, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. When we look at the book, Second Chronicles, we always go to chapter 7 and we skip verse 13 and go straight to 14, if my people who are called by my name. Hallelujah. But when we go to verse 13, it says, if I shut up, hallelujah, heaven, that there be no rain. If I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Let me translate what the Lord is saying. If I bring a drought in your life, hallelujah, praise God. If I send the enemy to devour, hallelujah, amen, bank account, praise God. If I send sickness, hallelujah, in your... See, we keep blaming the devil for these things. Lord, the devil got me sick. Lord, the devil got me like this. Lord, the devil got me like this. Lord, say, no, I sent those things. And why did he send them? He said, my people, which are called by my name, hallelujah, amen. Whether you call yourself a Jew, a Christian, a comedic Jew, hallelujah, praise God. We claim to be children of God. Hallelujah. We claim to be called by his name, but he say, humble yourself. Humble themselves and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. Do you not know that not giving is a wicked way? Hallelujah, praise God. We look at wicked ways and we think, okay, I done stopped cursing, I done stopped fornicating, I done stopped lying most of the time, I done stopped doing this, I done stopped doing that. Praise God, hallelujah. But you're not giving. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Bible doesn't call it bad. He calls it wicked. Hallelujah. Praise God. When God says, make a comparison, we always say good and bad. There was good, there was bad. The Bible calls it evil. The Bible calls it wicked. Mm. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you say, I done did all that, but you haven't turned. That's a wicked way. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why he say, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sins. And then I will heal their life. Hallelujah. You got to do the whole thing. I'm going to say that again. You got to do the whole thing. Praise God. You just can't do this part over here and not do the whole thing. Praise God. And then say you're a child of God. Watch this, and I'm going to open up the line after we pray for the man of God. But watch this. Y'all know what a vegetarian is. A lot of people think a vegetarian is just somebody that don't eat meat. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you talk to a vegetarian will tell you we don't eat meat. We don't wear clothes that's made by animals. We don't drink milk because it comes from an animal. We don't eat cheese because it comes from an animal. We don't use any products that are animal tested. We don't use medication that is used on animals. It's not just not eating meat. Praise God. That's how we do living life as a child of God. We think it's just this. Hallelujah. I just got to do this over here. I don't got to do that over there, but I can still say I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. It's just like with the vegetarians. You can't say, I don't eat beef and I don't eat chicken, so therefore I'm a vegetarian. They're going to say, no, you're not. Hallelujah. You a wannabe. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, you're taking on a form of godliness and you denying the power there. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You got a form of what it's like to be a child of God. Hallelujah. But if you're not giving, you're not a child of God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God tonight. We thank God for the word of God. Let's go to the throne of grace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Replenish him, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the virtue that he has poured out unto your people. And Lord, once again, Lord, we thank you for guiding his steps. We thank you for molding him. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening his mind, strengthening his soul, strengthening his spirit, Lord.
Yes.
Giving him, Lord, the strength to carry on. Hallelujah. The strength to push through any situation he might face. Hallelujah. As he is armed with your full armor, Lord. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against him shall prosper, Lord. He is more than a conqueror, Lord, and we thank you for that right now. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And amen. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that word. Hallelujah. That he that the Lord has delivered us on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. God say, look out for me and I'll look out for you. Hallelujah. Jesus said it like this. Jesus said, the time has come for me to glorify my Father. And then my Father will glorify me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. The phone lines are open. If you have a testimony or comment, or maybe you have an encouraging word for the man of God on tonight, hallelujah, we encourage you to do so at this time. The phone line, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God, everybody. Praise God. Praise,
praise
God.
You, Mother. Hallelujah.
Coming from the mouth of God, I thank and praise God for who he is. You know, we got to know the whole truth. Not half of it, but the whole truth. The whole truth. He commands us to do all this.
Yes, Lord.
He commands, that's part of the word.
Amen.
When he makes these examples of people, like the lady with the meal made the cake, like the Chelomag lady. He
yes, Lord.
He's showing us the example to give.
He's showing an example to bless somebody. He says the earth is healed and the fullness therein. And if he owned the whole world and the thousand on the Cali Hill belong to him, don't you think he'll make you rich?
Yeah,
you don't have to wait to go up there. He could make
Amen.
Us right on earth. He says the earth is healed and the fullness thereof is. That means everything in the earth belongs to God. Your money.
Yes, Lord.
Belong to God. Your house belong to God. Your
Amen.
God belong to God.
Hey.
That belong to God. Like the bishop say, all you got to do is blow on it in the song.
Amen.
Say, just because you didn't want to give to old John over there, I'm finna take what you got and give it to him.
Hey!
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I don't want to give to that woman because she's been sitting on the corner drinking all night. But they like that woman could be hungry. Oh, I'm not going to give it to her. But the Lord said give. He didn't tell us what to give it to them for. If they go buy liquor or wine or whatever, that's up between them and God.
Amen, amen, and amen.
That's not right. God said give. But we so afraid to give. If one day the little money we got going to be gone because we so afraid to give.
Amen.
I thank God for blessing me. I thank God for making me a blessing when there was no blessing.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I didn't see no door. God gave to me when I didn't have. So I thank and praise God that he will open up the floodgates of heaven and pull me out a blessing that I can't hold in my head. Because I'm
Amen.
A giver.
Amen.
I'm not worried about
yes,
who I'm giving to and what they're going to do with it, what they going to do with it when they give it. I'm doing what God asked me to do.
Amen.
I pray my spirit to the Lord. Prophet, I want to say that was a good word, and it came straight from the Bible.
Thank you, Mother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, woman of God.
My spirit to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Mother. Bless you, Mother.
Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you, God. Pastor.
Yes, daughter.
Request, please.
Yes.
Amen.
Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight, Father. We give you glory and honor, Father. I lift your daughter up before you, Father. Thank you for leading and guiding her, Father. Continue, Lord, to put a hedge of protection around her and her household and her family, O God. Thank you, Lord, for protecting our house, O God. If she obey you in word and in deed, we thank you, Rabbi Kunda, Rabbi Sande, Rabbi Koshe. Thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, Rabbi Kunda, Rabbi Sande. God, I plead your blood over her, God, and over her children, God. Hallelujah. And over her house, O God, that you would honor her, God, and she continues to be obedient and stay faithful unto you. We give you praise and glory for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Do we have another prayer request or another testimony on tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I just got to say what the Lord is saying in my spirit. You know, the book of Malachi says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse Hallelujah, praise God. And a lot of times we refer to the storehouse as being the church house. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And, but it says, so I will have meat in my house. Praise God, hallelujah. And a lot of people don't understand why he want to have meat. Why he want to have food in the house. What you didn't understand, amen, is that the preacher was a priest at the time. Hallelujah, lived in the house. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. So the meat was not only to feed the need. Hallelujah. Because we always say, hallelujah, the church is to feed the needy. The meat wasn't just for the needy. The meat was for the man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
See, a lot of y'all don't know the history. Y'all don't know the history. The Levites were the preachers, and they didn't receive the blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the way they were getting their blessing was through the people. Hallelujah, praise God.
Amen.
While the people were working, hallelujah, and we were teaching the word of God, hallelujah, praise God, and the people were faithful for the word, hallelujah, and they sowed because it was a part of the word of God. The word of God has not changed. When Jesus came, he did not amend giving. Hallelujah, praise
Amen.
God. He said it was the lighter part of the law, but yet it is part of the law. And he said, I came to fulfill the whole law. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of people don't believe in giving, but a lot, that's probably what's locking up your blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you're not obedient in what God is telling you to do. Well, I don't see. I just don't see. Well, they not going. Y'all not going back and forth. Shedding the blood of animals and putting it on the ark no more. Y'all ain't doing all that no more. Y'all got a chair in the pulpit. Hallelujah. But the phone won't stop ringing. Hallelujah. People still need prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. People still need to be taught. Hallelujah. Praise God. I always say it's amazing how we can support our actors and we can support our singers and our rappers. Hallelujah. We can buy their merchandise no matter how much it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can wear all these designer purses. Amen. And we got to get these red bottoms and designer clothes. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we can't support the people of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Amen. I'm going to leave it alone. It's quiet. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank the Lord for the word on the night. The word is to help you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Jesus. The word, watch this. Giving does not, this is the wrong set of thinking we have. We think our giving is helping the people we giving it to. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The your giving is helping you. Hallelujah. Praise God. God don't need you to supply money to his ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. God can send one person, write one check. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if he send that one person to write that one check, Elder, why we need to give? And so you can also, one day you can be that one person to write that one check. Hallelujah. But if you want to stay where you at, hallelujah, and not unlock the blessing that God has for you, because you don't want to give, hallelujah, to what you know is good ground. Hallelujah. You know it's good ground. Keep going back and eating there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go. I want you to try this. I want you to try going to one of those seminars. Hallelujah. Praise God. One of the self-help seminars that they teach you on how to be a better person. And try to get in there and get out without pain. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got a purse? Amen. They charge you before you get in the door.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. The only place we can come to and get some free advice is the church. You can't go to Dr. Phil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Dr. Phil ain't going to talk to you. You can't afford Dr. Phil. Hallelujah. Praise God. My God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Dr. Phil ain't got what God got. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. But you want to get the free advice from God. You take God's advice for free. And you say, when the Bible say, will a man rob God? Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the word on the night. Praise God. This is sow your seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What happens when you sow your seed? The Lord say, I'll bless the rich man. Hallelujah. Praise God. He say the nations will call you blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. How do you know? Watch this. Do you know in the world, it's better to have credit than it is money? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
It's better to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to have favor than it is to have money. Praise God. Hallelujah. See in the spirit, watch this. When you're a child of God, hallelujah, your favor is your credit. You don't need money because you got faith. Hallelujah. When you got good credit, you can go get you a good car, no money down, and drive right off the lot and don't even open up your wallet or write a check. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because your credit is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Because in the past, you paid in what you got. You done paid for what you got, and your credit got good. See, some of us face our
Amen.
Faith level like that because we ain't put in. Hallelujah. You ain't showed God. Mm. The reason why God used money, hallelujah, why he say prove me this, because that's the only way we understand anything is with money. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you won't even test him with the money. You won't even test it and see. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you done put in so many different quick scams in your life that you done lost money on. Why don't you try God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's too much of a supernatural thing for you when it should be just a natural thing.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, whatever you give up for me, I'll give you back 50, 80 to 100 fold. That means if you give up $1 for me, you can get back $100 for that $1.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Praise
but you
God.
Won't try God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can testify that it may sound like a small amount to you, but I had my last $2. Hallelujah. Praise God. I put that in church. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that afternoon, somebody came and gave me $20. Now, that may not seem like much to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And somebody say that was a coincidence. Praise God. But the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. I believe if I would not have sold the two, I would have not gotten the twist. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. But we thank
Hallelujah.
God for the word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the courage of the man of God. Hallelujah. In this day and age, it's hard for a man of God to preach about faith. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. They don't want to hear about sowing. Amen. We know people drop off when we start talking about sowing, so we start trying to talk about everything else but sowing. Hallelujah. Amen. But God said, you can't leave that out. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't leave
Amen.
Out what a primary principle of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the man of God. Amen. We're going to be back on tomorrow night.
Yes,
hallelujah. He's going to be breaking forth another word. Praise God from the Lord. Hallelujah. So come and get your blessing. And don't forget to sow your seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good ground. Hallelujah. Good ground. Praise God. Amen. Whenever you sow in good ground, you're going to get a good heart. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Whenever you sow in good ground, you're going to get a good heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of you saying, well, Elder, I sow, but it's the ground you sow it in. That's for another night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank
Hallelujah.
God once again. Amen. I'm getting ready to turn it back into the hands of the man of God, and he's going to go ahead and pray us out for the night. Apostle is back in your hands. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Come on and give God a praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Are there any more comments tonight? Hallelujah. Or words of encouragement tonight? Amen. So there's no questions. Did anybody understand what the Holy Ghost said tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's a blessing, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody shout with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, I will. I'm decreeing as you obey God, I'm decreeing that God will raise up millionaires and billionaires to come out of this fellowship. And that God will give witty inventions. Hallelujah. Somebody say, yes, Lord.
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 Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
So that's why, as soon as you can, child of God, be obedient with your offering. Why you think the enemy is fighting so hard in that area? Because even the enemy knows the importance of your offering. Oh, Shaban, Dada Boku, Yada Baha. This for somebody tonight. The enemy know the importance of your offering. Come on here, somebody. Why you think he killed Cain over his offering? Why you think that the father gave his son up as an offering? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
See, every miracle, every blessing is activated by an offering. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. You leaving?
Glory to God. And so, child of God, just know that God is watching. That's why he told the disciples to watch that widow woman that saved them two mites. Now, people get the wrong understanding about why the Lord told them that she sold all she had. People take that and say, well, you know, God just wants two mites. No, that ain't what he's saying. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Now, after this, then I'm going to close it out with prayer. Now, this is what the Lord explained to me concerning why he told them to look at the offering. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
When she dropped them two mites in there, those two pennies, and the Lord said she gave the most out of everybody. The reason why he said that, hear me now, to run with it. The reason why he said she gave more than anybody is because she gave the last she had, and if she had had more, she would have gave it. But at the time, she gave only what she had. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I didn't catch that. If she had had what they had, she would have gave it. Or even that, but she didn't have what they had. She only had the two mites that she had, but she gave it from her heart. And her heart was saying, Lord, if I had more, I would have gave it back. But right now, this is all I got. Come on here. Like, that's why he accepted it.
That's right.
Let me show you the last testimony before we close. My bishop, when I was coming up, and I was going to church at the time, Lord was blessing me like crazy. I was going through hell too, but the Lord was blessing me in a situation that needed God to get me out of. And this particular Sunday, I only had $3, and I spent two of them to catch the bus. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Yeah.
Can y'all still hear me? I said I only had $3. I spent two of them to catch the bus. And our bishop, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he said everybody that can put a $100 bill on the altar. And I was praising him. And the Lord said, put your dollar on the altar. I said, Lord, he said everybody that have a $100 bill, put it on the altar. He said, put your dollar on the altar. Praise to God. I rest in my pocket and got the last dollar I had and put it on the altar like it was a $100. He said, no, he said, don't you just put, he said, put it on there like it's a $100 bill. Oh, Santa Debo Kutaraba Sando. He said, don't you just put it on there. He said, put it on there like the other people is putting their money on there. Thank to God I put my money on the altar. Put that dollar bill on the altar, because that was all I had. But if I had, I wish I had $100 bill at the time, I would have put it on the altar. When I put it on the altar, he stopped the service. My hand to God. Can everybody hear me still?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Did anybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
When that dollar bill hit the altar, my bishop stopped the service. You put a dollar bill on the altar, didn't you? I said, yes, bishop, I did. So the Lord said, there's all you got in your pocket. And I said, yes, bishop. He took a $100 bill off the altar and bless me with it.
Look, he said, the Lord said,
take a $100 bill and put it in your hand. And he laid his hand on me and he said, you will never be without money ever in your life. And whoever gives to you is going to be blessed for the rest of their life. And he laid his hand on me and I went out. And do you know people started running up to the altar with all kind of... Because something broke in that place. And ever since then, whenever God told me to do something with the money, I don't care what it is. If he tells me to move, I'm moving. Because I know... But if I obey, because I can't beat him kidding.
Amen.
I cried, child of God, hallelujah. Because I wasn't expecting him to do that. And you know, my bishop, after the service over, he said they had overflow over enough. And people were still trying to give. And he said, we good. He said, we good. Go ahead, oh God. I'm just sharing with you what will happen when you obey God.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Father, Lord. We praise you. Father, we bless you. We thank you for what our spiritual eyes have seen, what our spiritual ears have heard, and what our spiritual heart understands. Father, we thank you right now for your word, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. We have heard your voice. Amen. We thank you, oh God, that if we take care of your house first, then you will build our house, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Abel, God, my Father. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. And Father, we thank you for the spirit of obedience, God. Thank you, Lord, that we shall move swiftly and quickly as your word. We
Amen.
Thank you right now.
We're so loud.
In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach.
Did you
hear me? Amen. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. I say that. I say that.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
As many of you that can, I'm asking you to sow $100 seed and watch God meet your needs. Mm. Wow, Holy Ghost. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I'm getting excited all in my spirit. As many as you that will obey God and plant $100 seed, watch God meet your need. Mm. If you want to get in on that, what the Holy Ghost just spoke, give God a shout.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. I can give a shout to God. Not unto me. Give a shout to God, O Sanda Rabasa. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Pastor.
Yes, God.
Can you sow for a friend? Yeah, huh? That would be okay to sow for someone else that's not able to at this time.
Absolutely. Let me tell you what's going to happen, daughter. When you sow for somebody else, God will give you a double blessing because you're not just sowing for you, but you sowing for the other person, and you sowing out of your heart. God says that's going to be a double blessing for you. Hallelujah. Glory.
Okay. Hallelujah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Lord.
I had, you know, because I was saying, you know, it shouldn't be wrong. It shouldn't be nothing wrong with it. But I said I was gonna. My spirit told me that it would be okay. But I wanted to speak to the man of the Lord to confirm it.
Amen. And did God confirm it?
I can't hear you, sir.
I said, and did God confirm it?
Yeah, he just confirmed it. You just confirmed it for me.
Yes, hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody give God a shout, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell
you
something,
what,
God.
Everyone on the line, I enjoyed the message. I always enjoy the message. I enjoy everyone on the line that's keeping me, that's lifting me, that's encouraging me to keep walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I encourage everyone. I don't know if you guys could hear me, but this phone get the beeping after a while. So with that said, I'm going to call you soon. I'm going to call you because I've been trying to get in touch with you, Pastor Corey. But I'm going to have to let everyone go. Thanks for praying for me. Everybody have a blessed night until we meet tomorrow.
And give me about maybe 15 minutes and I'll call you because the phone got cut off like it did yesterday.
Okay, daughter.
All right, thank you.
Amen.
All right, everyone be blessed.
Keep blessing. You too.
Okay. All right, thank you. Bye.
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 Amen. Senator, I'm really trying to get excited. Because something get ready to break for you. Through your obedience, hallelujah, something is going to break for you. Mm. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Some of you guys are going to challenge you still more because you need more from God, hallelujah. Can everybody still hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
I can hear you.
If I be a true prophet of God, which I know I am, if you obey God in your giving, woo, watch God. That's all I'm going to say. Watch God. It's one thing to hear about we can't be God-given, but it's another thing to watch God give and give abundantly and you don't have room enough to receive it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God can bless us so tough, we'll have to pinch ourselves because, Lord, is this really real? Hallelujah. Lord, am I dreaming? If I'm dreaming, then wake me up, Lord. Let me just sleep on, Lord. Hallelujah. But this too good right here. Glory to God. But we got to put God to the test. Thank you, Lord. Got to put God to the test. Come on and clap your hands and give God another hand of praise. Come on and give God another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Come on and shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. We are now dismissed. Amen. I love y'all.
Love you too.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you got joy in your heart right now? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God speak. Glory to God. He leaves the joy with us when he speaks. He said, my sheep will know my voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
I feel that song by our bishop, Marvin Wine, and let the church say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has spoken. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Bless God.
Everybody say amen.
Hallelujah.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says.
Make this your response.
let the church say, the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so let the church say, oh, let the whole church say, God has spoken. Well, let the church, let the church say, let the church say.
I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned, or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody.
Forgot about me, huh?
Yeah, they forgot about
me. Listen to me. Listen good. It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot. But I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollering about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no one day, we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die.
die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Yeah,
yeah. I'ma give y'all one more. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind.
Really?
I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every click, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they still don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like
give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord. Give me you, everything else can wait. Lord, give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord. Crying.
Everybody look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
I need you.
You need
me. You are what?
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with
look at somebody and tell them, agree with me.
I need you to survive. I won't.